The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. This is Burnout, the mind of a student athlete. I'm your host, DJ Pierre, here to give you insight on the tired minds of student athletes from a Division II athlete standpoint. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time it is you're listening to this, welcome to the first episode of Burnout, the mind of a student athlete, where we explore the highs and lows of the collegiate athlete experience. Once again, I'm your host, DJ Pierre, and I'm diving into a topic that hits home for many collegiate athletes, burning out. And being a collegiate athlete myself, between juggling classes, practices, games, and pretty much everything in between, I know the pressure can feel overwhelming. So with that being said, I'm going to take a deeper dive and elaborate on how that is in terms of physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually for some. And I hope you're willing to come along this journey with me. With that being said, I am going to not only dive into those aspects this episode, but mainly sporadically throughout the series. However, I would like to lay down kind of a foundation of some sorts for today and give you a background of what my schedule looks like, so you can kind of get a better understanding and feel for what it is I go through, and kind of, I don't know, get a deeper feeling for it. So my week looks, so Monday and Wednesday, they follow the same schedule. Tuesday and Thursday follows the same schedule for the most part. And then Friday is normally like pre-meet kind of run, a laid back, chill day. Don't have no classes on Friday. I don't have any classes on Friday. And Saturday we normally have a meet. So I'm normally up really early, drive over to the meet, race, eat, drive back, and then I kind of have the whole evening to do what I want. Sunday, kind of like a shakeout run, just like a normal easy run, post-meet run. And I'm normally, to be honest, just watching football all day on the couch, letting my body regenerate, relax. And so Mondays, going back to the beginning of the week, I get up around 6:45 and I'm normally running by 7. Mondays and Wednesdays are our recovery / easy runs. So I'm running anywhere between 8 to 10 miles, which would be about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes of running. And yeah, so like I said, I'm out the door 7, normally running, started my run by then, get back around 8:15 to 8:20, depends on when I really start running. Chill for a little bit, see what my roommates are up to. Normally, sometimes they're making breakfast on our little skillet that we got, so sometimes I'll grub up. And then I shower. Hit the shower. And after that, I kind of just relax before I have class at 10:20. I have organized communications from 10:20 to, I would say, around 11:30-ish, 11:30, 11:40, anywhere between there. And from there, I go to our dining hall, Calarega, or Cal for short, and I get some lunch, because normally I'm hungry by then, so I get some lunch, good eats, and I'm normally in there for about an hour. Once I'm done, once my time is up in Cal, I head over to our library, log in some study hall hours, and I'm normally in there for about 2 to 3 hours. I'd probably say on average about 2.5 hours. I like to knock out my study hall earlier in the week. And yeah, so when I'm in study hall, I'm normally doing reading or assignments for my class that I have later in that evening, which would be philosophy, intro to new technologies, from 4:10 to 5:50. So I knock out the reading, assignments, whatever I have to do. And then from there, I'll go back to the dorm room and relax, chill until I have that class. Then I head over to that class, do what I got to do, do what has to be done in the class. And he normally keeps us until the full time, 5:50, but he will not keep us a minute later. So by 5:50, we're out the door. And I go back to Cal, get some dinner. And then from there, I will go back to Conlin, which is our athletics facility. And I will either get my second run in for the day, or I will go into our NPR room, which is where we do a lot of like stretching and stuff. And I will do some stretching, maybe roll out, do some core yoga, maybe if I don't feel like stretching. So yeah, those are what my Mondays and Wednesdays look like. Then Tuesday, so after I'm done doing my core or whatever second workout I have for the day, head back to the dorm room, shower up again, watch a movie, and then go to sleep. I try to go to sleep early, but, you know, sometimes I stay up till the movie's over. And then get up early Tuesday morning. I normally am up about 5:35. I'm out the door by 5:40 because, to be honest with you, I'm real lazy when it comes to the morning. I can be a morning person, but I like to plan out the night before for my morning, so that way I get that extra sleep in time. I know you're resonating with me. I know you're picking up what I'm putting down. So I sleep in the clothes that I'm gonna work out in the night before, so that when I get up, I just have to brush my teeth. My bag's already packed. Boom, I'm out the door by 5:40. I'm at Conlin by 5:50 because we have practice at 6. So arrive to Conlin between 5:50, 5:52. Let everybody show up, kind of talk to coach. She asks how I'm feeling, things of that nature. Shaking off my sandals, putting my trainers on. And then at 6, we're starting our warm-up. So Mondays and Wednesdays are our easy runs, recover runs, like I mentioned. So Tuesdays and Thursdays are our harder workouts, which means it's anywhere between an interval to a tempo or a threshold maybe. And those workouts, they take a good chunk of time. So we're normally running from 6 a.m. till about 8:15, 8:30. We get back to Conlin, and we're normally just rolling out, stretching, doing some team mobility, stretching things. And yeah, we're doing that for about 30 minutes because then we have weights at 9. So the team gets weights done. They start getting done at 9. I unfortunately have to leave, so I do weights later that evening because I have class at 9, podcasting from 9 to 10:40. Then from there, I have class from 10:50 to probably about 11:40. Organization or production of communications. Yeah, production of communications from 10:50 to about 11:40. So after that, I head over to Cal because I'm normally pretty hungry because I don't eat breakfast before, and I obviously don't get to eat breakfast after. I don't take a bar or anything, so I'm kind of just running on fumes. So I go to Cal after, get some lunch, and then from there I go back to the library and do some more study hall hours. But I normally only do like about one and a half on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I really only, if I didn't eat lunch, I won't go. But if I do, I go just to kind of let my food settle, because right after that, I go back to Conlin, wrap up my weights, get those knocked out for the day, and then a lot of downtime in the afternoon. Once the weights are over, my day of working out training is over. So whenever I get those done, the sooner the better, and I just have the rest of the afternoon to myself. Whether that be more studying or, watching TV, playing Xbox, whatever it is, hanging out with friends. Yeah, it's just all to myself whenever I get it done. And then, like I said, Fridays, kind of pre-meet, it's really mellow, no classes. And then Saturday, race. And then Sunday, just a nice shakeout run. Nothing too crazy, and just watching some football. So with that being said, I know a lot of you may be thinking, well, that's a lot of downtime. You may be thinking, how could you be talking about feeling burnt out with all this downtime? And burning out, I feel, is something of like, so picture, close your eyes and picture you're running a marathon. And in this marathon, so you've never ran, you're just put in a marathon, and you don't get a stop for water or anything like that. You just straight shot 26.2 miles straight shot. You're gonna feel exhausted, and having been running for a few years now, I'm at that point where I feel exhausted. I don't know. It's something about knowing that I have to get up and perform not only for the school and my teammates, but for myself, because I hold myself to that high of a standard. It just becomes more of a consistent chore than a love for the game. And there's a quote by Barry Sanders that reads the following: "My desire to exit the game is greater than my desire to remain in it." And that quote has been it's been eating me alive, and it's been taking a lot of my time in terms of thinking about it and kind of rereading it and replaying it in my head, because I've been doing this for a few years now, like I've said, at a pretty high level, I would like to say, and that takes a toll. Like, it's not just a pickup game where you can go and have fun with it, and I feel like that's a lot of miscommunication in some people's eyes. They believe that, like, your mom may tell you, just have fun with it, go have fun with it, like, do what you love, but in reality, it's like, if you don't love it, how could you have fun with it? If you don't like homework, how are you gonna have fun with homework? We don't have fun with homework. We do it because we have to get it done. And that's where I feel like I'm at a point in my life where, like, I'm running not because I'm enjoying it, but because I have to do it. And sure, for some instances, you, especially in everyday life, not just in sports, you may feel like there's certain things that you do because it feels like a chore and you have to get it done. And there's certain things you do that maybe you love and it's easier to get it done. However, I know for me personally, no matter what sport you do at a high level, it's practice is always a chore. You have to. If you don't get up and go put in the work, there is thousands of other athletes that are putting in that work, that same work, and they're gonna surpass you if you're not doing the same work, if you're not putting it in the same amount as someone else or going as hard as someone else is, they're gonna pass you. And it may feel like a chore sometimes, but when you have love for the game, that chore is what motivates you. But on the flip side, if you don't have love for it, then you're just going through the motions. And you may be doing it, you know, they say 1% better every day. So you may be doing it, putting in 70% work, 80% work is better than putting in no work. However, when it becomes a chore like that, you're really, in my eyes at least, hurting yourself more than you're giving yourself opportunity to grow. It's kind of one of those things where I know a lot of people say, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody will. And that's true. But it comes to a point also where if you believe in yourself and nothing is turning over for the better, you're putting all this work in and you're seeing no results. And this taps into the spiritual aspect and spiritual side of things where I was trying to get into, or where I will get into. At what point do you stop believing? At what point do you realize that this is your breaking point? This is where it ends. This is where it stops. With that being said, I really want you to take a deeper look into how you're going about your academic or your athletics, and maybe even academics as well. But really think about, like, if I'm doing this, what am I doing it for? Do I still have love for it, or am I just going through the motions because this feels like a chore? Or does it feel like a chore, but I still have love for it? I know personally, I love basketball. And even though I've never played it at a high level, who knows? Like, I never played it at a collegiate level, but I know if someone told me I couldn't play basketball no more, I would break down. However, if someone told me I couldn't run no more, I think I'd be able to go about my days. Because I know personally, when I have those 2 weeks off after season, those are like the two best weeks of my life. So, yeah, first episode, I just kind of wanted to lay out the foundation, let you know what this is kind of going to be about, so you can take it into consideration and hopefully stick along this journey with me, because I barely just dipped my toe. We are barely dipping our toes in something that I like to get deeper into on a way deeper scale, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. With that being said, that will conclude this podcast. Until next time, remember, live happy, be healthy, and I'll see you guys in the next podcast.